Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia, greetings and Hotep. Welcome to the Character Reroom. You've got your Omi and Kasana live coming to you straight from the fieldwork. I'd like to thank you for joining us this evening. And I'd also like to thank our guest who's called in, Alicia Speaks. We'd like to welcome Alicia Speaks. If Alicia is in the air, will you please speak? Alicia, you have the microphone. Okay. Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Our guest should be in the lobby. I'm calling to see if she's in. Alicia, are you there? Hello? Alicia?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me? Hello? It's breaking up, though.
Hello?
Yes. Hello?
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes. Hello?
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes. You can hear me?
I hear you. Okay. Yes.
Yay.
I do. Okay. Good. Is this Ashea or is this Alicia?
Alicia.
Alicia. Okay. Good. Great. Sorry about that. I was trying to move.
No worries.
So. Okay,
yes.
We got two people in the room. I think there's Ashea. I don't know if she can hear me. Ashea, can you hear me? Let me see. Ashea? Ashea? I think I keep hearing. Anyway, I think she can hear us because her light is up. Let me go ahead and get started. I might have to, I don't know if it doesn't. Can you hear me okay, Alicia?
I can hear
can
you,
you
hear
but
okay? It sounds... It sounds a little muffled, though.
Oh, okay.
That was better.
Your phone. Is that better?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Muffled.
Can you hear me now?
It's muffled again.
Okay. All right. How about now? Was it better the first time?
Yes.
It was better the first time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Okay, yeah,
so
that's good
you,
right there.
All right, good, good. Okay. I'm sitting here. I'm doing everything.
Breaking up.
Lit up.
Okay,
mm-hmm. Okay, I won't be able to hear. Yeah, because I'm using some different technology.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I want to welcome you, and I did want to tell the audience a little bit about you.
Okay.
This is a voice. So basically, I did get your, I got your information, and I want to let them know that they're speaking to a specialist. And I'm going to let you do a lot of talking because my is breaking up. This is Alicia C. You can find her information on Facebook.
You're breaking up.
Relationship. So I'm going to go ahead and let Alicia speak because I can't. Go ahead.
Hi, everybody. My name is Alicia. I'm sorry, what did you say?
I'm going to let you speak because my technology is a bit stuck here for both.
Okay, you want me to speak about Heart to Heart?
Yes, go ahead and speak about the corporation because it'll probably be more the same from you.
Okay. Well, Heart to Heart is a relationship coaching company, and we specialize in all types of relationships, whether it's singles, couples, teens and their parents, or women. We specialize in all relationships, but we believe that the first true love that any person has is with themselves, and that the only way to be able to love another person is to love yourself deeply and unconditionally. And so we really specialize in self.
Can you hear me? I'll just pause for a second. I care. I don't know why her light is not on. Okay, there she is. Okay, Alicia. Hello? Hello,
can you hear
Alicia?
Me now? Hi.
Okay, yes, go ahead. Okay, we lost you there. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got kicked off. Okay, yes, I was just saying that the first true love is yourself. And until you love yourself, you really can't love another person in a healthy way. And so we specialize in self-esteem and self-empowerment, especially for women and girls, and also people who have experienced some type of trauma, whether it's abuse, neglect, being around violence, violence in the community, domestic violence. All of these situations or traumas affect our ability to have healthy relationships, and that first relationship is with ourselves. So trauma survivors often have difficulty with self-esteem, low self-esteem, and there's often fear and shame that's underneath those low self-esteem issues. So based on my experience with school, working with students in school, that's how this specialty developed.
Now, I'm going to intervene a little bit here, so maybe they can still hear me, but Alicia's relationship, she's licensed in clinical and social work, and so she's really able to discuss these topics with you, but she's also a survivor. And I want to talk a little bit about surviving back to the situation and working with other people. Is that
can you repeat your question?
Can you talk to us a little bit about the area that you specialize in and working with survivors with abuse?
I'm so sorry, I cannot hear. It keeps breaking up.
Okay. I was asking if you would speak on the topic of survivorship of clients that you've worked with that has had abuse in their life.
Oh, yes, survivors. Absolutely. Anytime someone has survived trauma, whether it be abuse, neglect, like foster care placement, or exposure to violence in the community or in domestic situations, first of all, because you survived it, you are a very strong person, very resilient. And those are things that can be built on in coaching. But often what happens is this what's called post-traumatic stress. Now, we've heard of that with war people who have been in war veterans. That's an acknowledged issue that war veterans have. Well, people who have been in traumatic situations, even in relationships or in other situations, they can experience post-traumatic stress as well. And so based on my experience looking at with students in an urban area in Gary, Indiana, for 10 years, a lot of the strategies that I use are based on the work that I did with those students.
Now, would you say that we're living in a war zone area in Gary, Indiana?
Yes, I would. And I would say, well, according to the statistics, living in situations that are traumatic, so there are war zones not only in Gary, Indiana, but all over the world right now. Our whole world is in a state of war and unrest. And so a great deal of the population is living in war zones.
Okay. Now, let's get into some of the topic of relationships, of contracts, of agreements, companionship, letters of memorandum, spiritual agreement, and significant other contracts or agreements. We want to break some of those topics down. If you can just go at them, how is you see fit, so you can give us a little background information on what is your definition of security and become a platform.
I didn't catch the last part of your sentence.
And how they become applicable in each individual's life, if it's a letter of agreement, if it's a letter of memorandum, or spiritual agreement. How would they access it?
How would they access it?
Benefit from it.
Oh, benefit from it. Well, I believe that relationships come in all types of forms, and people enter relationships for different reasons. That's not just now, but it's always been that way. And so all of those different relationship types that you listed are based on the needs of the individual partners that are part of their relationship. And whatever they're trying to get, and I mean, let's just keep it real. Some people enter relationships for economic reasons. Some people enter into relationships for companionship. And some people enter into relationships to meet some other need. And so these different types of relationships really are based on those individual partners, what they agree to and what best meets their needs, whatever the needs that they're bringing to the relationship. Now, in my coaching,
okay,
I really believe that the best relationships are relationships that are based on not need, but what helps that those two people that are in that relationship or whoever's in the relationship to be the best possible people that they can be. That's what I believe the most healthy relationships, what I call partnerships, are based on. How can you share who you are with that other person and help both each other reach your highest potential?
Now, in a letter of memorandum, that is fairly new. It's a new term. In a letter of memorandum, it's fairly new.
Yes. It's very, very fairly new. Well, the terminology is, but I would say that actually what it entails is not new at all, as far as making a legal binding agreement so that the two partners, or however many partners there are able to be legally covered outside of what we call a legal marriage, so that that person is covered, whether it's financially, wherever it may be, insurance, where those who choose not to have a marital contract. And my experience with these memorandums has been with organizations. It was interesting to see that same type of agreement enter into partnership between individuals. Hello?
Well, I'm back.
Oh, okay.
I was gone there for a minute. Okay. We were breaking down partnerships, contract agreements, companionship, letter of memorandum, spiritual agreement, and significant other. Can you expound upon your significant other?
Okay, significant others. how do you want me to expand on that?
Well, how do you fit as a professional? How would you define that?
Oh, as a professional, I would define a significant other as an individual that's in your life that you consider a partner, but that doesn't necessarily have the legal agreement, whether it's a memorandum of agreement or a marital contract. That's somebody that's in your life. In my experience, it's somebody who you have a more committed relationship with than you would like a boyfriend or a girlfriend. A significant other would be someone that you, you know, someone who's a major part of your life and you have a commitment to. But there's no legal, no legal agreement or contract. So, breaking up again.
And how did you handle husband?
How do I handle those?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. With the
contractual agreement?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's something that I have not dealt with, contractual agreement. I have not in my practice.
Okay. All right, people that's come and talk about having, like, spiritual agreements if they're coming into the relationship for spiritual reasons.
Those I have never dealt with before, so I can't speak as an expert on that.
Okay.
Is there any,
I see you have two young people that you've raised since college, a 21-year-old son and an 18-year-old daughter, and they're involved in relationships, and you're also a youth advocate for youth. Tell us a little bit about your work that you do with the youth.
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry. It was breaking up.
Tell us about the work that you do with the youth, with the advocacy for the youth in their lives.
Yes, absolutely. Now, the youth were a big part of why I started a relationship coaching company, because in my work with them in the schools, I noticed that a lot of the difficulties they were having were related to their relationship, whether it was with their parents or whether it was with other adults, with their girlfriends or boyfriends, with their peers. A lot of the difficulty they were having and the challenges with their behavior were related to hurt or mistrust, betrayal of trust in relationships. And so that is why I started the relationship coaching company, because relationships are so important, even as our building blocks as human beings. That relationship with the mother and the father early in life really predicts how our relationship will be as we grow up into adulthood. And so if there is some kind of, like, impairment that comes from a neglect, abuse, or if you're an absent parent, then what I noticed with the students is they would have a lot of anxiety and fear that came from mistrust in relationships, just from those early experiences that they had. And so that's why self-esteem coaching and also just building one's relationship skills, like including listening, respect, learning how to negotiate, and conflict resolution. Those are some things that really, really help. But the most important thing is being able to relax and feel safe in relationships. And so just being a trusting, loving presence in the life, anybody's life, really helps the relationship, learning how to trust.
So in 2014, you were Athena Award nominee. What was that like, and what was the award?
Oh, the Athena Award was for, actually, like I was saying, I do a lot with women with self-esteem and self-empowerment, and the Athena Award was actually for women who empower other women, whether it's in business. I'm an entrepreneur, and I'm always empowering people, women or whoever it is, to really become business owners and to work towards economic self-sufficiency. So that's what that award was for.
Oh, and you were to co-create. You indicated that you also wanted to co-create a world that embraces respect and dignity. Tell us a little bit about that journey.
Yes, yes. I'm definitely a community activist in addition to being a
relationship coach. I think it's actually very much related because, as I said before, relationships are everywhere. So, being out there in the community, my ultimate goal is to bring people together. That's my mission in life, and people are my passion. So a lot of the awards that I've received have been for the work that I've done as far as bringing people together in the community and also empowering women and youth.
Okay. All right. Now, Alicia, what do you think needs to go into a memorandum? What do you recommend that two couples put into that memorandum?
Well, it's just based on what the couple, what each of them is bringing to the partnership or to the agreement, and what each of them is seeking to gain from it. So, if you have someone who is looking for making sure that they are legally protected financially, or say that in the case of a retirement or insurance benefits, then those are, first of all, the people that are part of this agreement need to sit down and talk that out, exactly what they're going to bring to the agreement and exactly what they're expecting the other person to bring as well.
I see.
Now, so it really just depends on what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm. In your work being a social worker, can you tell us what are some of your outstanding couples that count for boosting the things you've done? How you prevail in getting those couples to come back together and to agree to stay together?
Can you repeat that again? It was breaking up.
For couples that you've interviewed or worked with over the years, could you give us a prime example of those that were successful staying together that you count?
Oh, wow. There's been many of them. I use a very revolutionary approach that produces fast results. And how it produces results is I wrote a book called Take Off the Mask, and a lot of problems that we experience in life in general, but also in relationships, comes from not accepting something about ourselves or the other, or not accepting the other person as they are. And so what I do is I work with individuals and couples to be completely transparent and honest about who they are, because a lot of times we pretend to be someone we're not in our relationship with other people. And as I talked about earlier, fear and shame is underneath that. And we all know that there can be no fear in true love. True love transforms fear. And so you got to get in there and truly love yourself enough to be totally honest. And when you're totally true and honest and transparent, then you're free to accept that other person for who they are and not expect them to be somebody else or be a mirror image of you. And so I have had a couple that I was successful in doing that with. It was a very, they were at the point of divorce, and we were able to, it was kind of difficult, but the technique I used, I'm very accepting and unconditional with clients, and so they feel free. The skills that I talk about, the listening and respect, are very key in helping people feel free to open up. And it's so powerful that people will sit there and pretty much confess any and everything. But that is so important in really getting that relief to feel confident, free to be your true self, you know, to live true and to live free. And so with this couple, both came into the situation very much wearing masks. And so we were able to get those masks off, and it was very amazing because they were at the point of divorce. And once they were able to take off the mask, it takes courage and love of yourself to do that and to be your true self, then each of them was able to, you know, take those masks off, and it created a very strong bond and partnership between the two of them. And it strengthened their relationship. They also had a son, and so just by he was having difficulty in school and, you know, just very stressed out about their relationship. And so once they were able to heal their relationship just by taking out the mask and living true, then their son was just able to be his true self. He felt relaxed and was able to perform well in school. He's a very intelligent young man. And so with that stress was relieved in his parents' relationship, he was able to come out and be his true self and succeed. So that's one,
well,
that's one of the...
Go ahead. I'm listening. No, that's okay. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying that was an example of how the strategies and the tools that I used were helpful in relieving the stress this couple was experiencing.
Well, we're going to have Alicia back on again. Maybe our technical problems will be all done with. We're going to invite her back. Alicia, would you like to come back and speak to us on another time so we can have part two of this? Okay.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Oracle's Read, and you've just heard from Alicia speak. And please join us again. We're going to have a breakfast show again, and possibly real soon. Possibly even coming up in the future, so look forward to it. And join us with Relationships and Coaching. Thank you so much for joining the Care to Read Room, Oracle's Read by Omega. Thank you, Alicia. You have a great day.
Thanks for having me on. It was wonderful speaking with you.
All right. Bye-bye.